producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back. It's the fourth hour overdrive on the Alex Jones Show. I'll be your host for the next hour. I'm Paul Joseph Watson. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by a guest who has been on the show before a few months ago to talk about the migrant crisis as it relates to the epicenter of that crisis, which of course is Germany. He's in Germany. He's a German commentator and blogger, Alexander Benesch. So we've got that coming up in the next segment. But first of all, what's equally as shocking as the mass molestation of German women, not only in Cologne, but also Hamburg, Stuttgart, and other cities in Europe, now they're coming out. Zurich, Helsinki was another. All these different major cities in Europe on the night of New Year's Eve, mass molestations by these Muslim migrants. But what's almost as shocking as the incidents themselves is the massive cover-up in the aftermath. Now, of course, we were well-versed in this because we've been talking about the migrant rape epidemic, which again primarily targets Muslim women and Muslim children in migrant camps. So don't you dare utter the word racist simply because we're talking about this, even as we have Angela Merkel and Mark Zuckerberg scheming to ban people on Facebook, even as we have Twitter being bought out basically by Saudi Arabia, and now we see people on Twitter who criticize radical Islam being suspended, being banned, being unverified. We have posts being censored, and the cover-up continues. But we've been reporting on it for at least 4 or 5 months. This is an article back in September on Infowars.com. German police covering up rape so as not to legitimize critics of mass migration fears public knowledge of children being molested by Muslim migrants could lead to, quote, right-wing demonstrations. Now, this was the case in Detmold, a city in west central Germany. And of course, it emerged after numerous cases of Muslim migrants raping women and children in and around migrant camps, not only in Germany, but also in other cities in Norway and Sweden particularly. Of course, top German social services organizations warned that around the same time that this was happening, we had schools in Germany ordering girls not to wear shorts or not to wear short skirts because they might trigger the migrants with their fantastic culture that we're importing to attack and rape young girls. Again, we have to adapt to their culture, even though it is a genuine, real rape culture, they don't have to adapt to ours. So we would have been reporting on it for at least 4 or 5 months. On day one, after the New Year's Eve attacks in Cologne, in these other major cities, the Cologne police put out a press release saying New Year's Eve celebrations were completely peaceful and there were no major incidents to report. They actually said that the day after, over 100 women, and in fact, if you total up all the different reports, over 600 women in the other cities now complaining about being attacked, sexually molested, robbed by these migrants. But according to the Cologne police, it was all hunky-dory. Nothing happened. So swing from day one. Now we learn that in Sweden, which of course is the epicenter of everything libtard, this had been happening over a year ago. This is out of politico.eu. Sweden investigates sex assault cover-up. In the wake of the German New Year's Eve sexual assault scandal, Swedish law enforcement authorities are looking into claims that a gang of mostly Afghan men harassed girls at 2014 music festival, an incident that initially went unreported by police. We're going to get into it after the break. We're going to talk about why they covered it up straight ahead. Then we'll have our guest on the Alex Jones Show Live 4th hour. Stay with us, Infowars.com.
sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
We are back. It's the fourth hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to our guest here in a moment, but before the break, I was talking about this article out of Politico.eu. Now, we know that there was a massive cover-up in the aftermath of the mass molestation in Cologne on New Year's Eve. The very first day, the police came out and said nothing happened. Well, this cover-up stretches back even further. This is Sweden, of course, which has a rape rate that has risen 1,400% since they opened their doors to mass immigration back in the 70s. No correlation whatsoever, I'm sure. And this was a pop concert back in the summer of 2014. Sweden investigates sex assault cover-up. About 50 youths, predominantly from Afghanistan, according to sources quoted by the Swedish daily Dagens Nyheter, were involved in sexual assaults involving girls as young as 11 years old. After the incident, Stockholm police reported that there, quote, had been relatively few crimes. Now, what does that remind you of? The Cologne police, the day after the mass molestations in that city, coming out and saying there were no incidents whatsoever. But listen to this. This is what happened in Sweden a year and a half ago, and we're only just finding out about it now. This is how long this cover-up's been going on. According to Peter Agren, head of the festival's police operation, the background of the men could be a reason why police did not initially report the case. Quote, Sometimes we do not really say how things are because we believe it may play into the hands of the right-wing party, Sweden Democrats, Agren told the newspaper. So he's brazenly admitting that they refuse to report these rapes that targeted dozens of women, Swedish women, at this music concert because it might give votes to the opposition political party. So they're covering up rapes, they're covering up crimes so as not to legitimize critics of mass immigration, so as not to boost the poll numbers of their political operation, opposition. So again, using rape or the cover-up of rape as a political tool. It's happening in Germany. We reported on it back in September, the police covering up crime so as not to, quote, legitimize critics of mass migration. Now we learn it's been going on in Sweden for at least 18 months in this one case alone. Of course, we had the IKEA attack in Sweden last year, which was, again, covered up, watered down, diluted. The Swedish left actually responded by marching against not the people who beheaded someone in an IKEA store, but against the people who criticized this kind of culture that we're importing into Europe, similar to how the German Interior Minister said that posts by right-wing commentators on the internet were, quote, at least as awful as the mass molestations that took place in Cologne. Absolutely astounding comments. He's not been forced to resign yet. The chief of police in Cologne was. So again, this cover-up and this censure, this targeting of critics of this migrant wave continues even as the left plays down or ignores actual violent sexual attacks being committed in many major European cities. So now here to talk about it, and he was on the show again last year to talk about the migrant crisis, is German commentator Alexander Benesch from the website recentr.com. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Now, we're about a week in after the German media actually started covering this story. They ignored it for days after it first broke on social media. Again, we had the police cover-up from day one. What's the mood like in Germany? Is the outrage continuing to build, or have leftists and politicians been successful in smearing criticism of this crisis as right-wing xenophobia?
Well, the cover-up is dead. They tried it. It failed. Social media, alternative media, they were talking a lot about it. And so the debate was over about what actually happened. So this was not going to be covered up any longer. So then mainstream media did a complete flip. So they started to make this the headline story. It's been the top news item for about a week. It's the mainstream media leaking the preliminary police report, leaking this new, more detailed report with all the horrible details. So why is mainstream media doing this now? They try to regain credibility in order to at least control the debate of what's supposed to happen. So they can't manipulate the debate what actually happened in Cologne and other cities. In Europe, that debate is done, but if they create this flurry of news articles and more details and more details, they can at least dominate and control the debate of what should happen next. I have recent story. It's about the German Minister for Development, a man called Gerd Müller. He's billed as a conservative. And he says there's 8 to 10 million more migrants on the way. 8 to 10 million more migrants on the way from Syria and Iraq. And so he says, and this is just the beginning. There's going to be a lot more people coming, potentially coming from Africa. So his suggestion is not to close the borders. His suggestion is to have Germany and German citizens take on a whole new level of global responsibility. Now, of course, that means he wants money. And this sounds threatening to me. So he's saying, give us more money so we can reorganize Africa and other parts of the world. Give us that money or else we're going to be flooded with more and more migrants. So this is a pretty recent story, and it's even crazier. He says in the same statement, this man said Europe has a debt. Europe has a guilt. Our wealth was built on the back of the third world. Now, this is something you expect from a communist, but not from a conservative. So I'm supposed to pay off my debts, to pay off my guilt. And if I don't do that, tens of millions and more millions of migrants are going to come. So this is the state of the debate. So it's people know what happened. People know what actually happened. So the remaining debate is, what's going to happen now? Intelligence, there's no indication intelligence agencies had any pre-warning. German intelligence is supposed to have informants and actual trained agents among these fresh waves of migrants. That this is what every country does. And also, you need to check everybody coming in. You need to fingerprint them. You need to identify them. And you need to do a background check. And a lot of these guys that did these sexual assaults, they had temporary papers. So all the background checking hasn't even been done yet. There hasn't been a decision made about their right to asylum. And so intelligence apparently had no pre-warning. And even government federal agencies said this is a huge problem. There have been hundreds of thousands of migrants in 2015 coming in without any background checks. No background checks.
Bearing in mind, Alex, this was organized. This had to be organized on the internet for thousands of people to show up in all these different cities and carry this out, which brings us to the security angle, because you had the bizarre incident in Germany during the soccer game, or before the soccer game, right after the Paris attacks, where the police blew the whistle and said they saw an ambulance full of explosives. That got shut down. That story disappeared. You had people involved in this mass molestation in Cologne, as you said, who were unregistered refugees. The decision hadn't even been made on whether to officially allow them to stay in the country. You've got the terrorist who was shot dead in Paris last week, staying at a German refugee camp and having been charged with sexual assault in Cologne. They're speculating possibly he was involved in the events on New Year's Eve. Given this total security stand down, this complete lack of intelligence, how long do you think before Germany suffers a Paris-style attack as a result of this mass migrant wave?
Well, media, various types of media organs, they have already commented. It only takes one attack, one serious attack carried out by a migrant. One single attack is all it takes to end the chancellorship of Angela Merkel, to create shockwaves in the country. So the right wing, the conservatives and the extreme right wing, they're going to be absolutely furious. And if they get furious, a few of them are going to do stupid things. And then the left is going to explode. That's already happening, by the way. That's not reported internationally. There's stabbings, politically motivated stabbings, you know, leftist groups are stabbing conservatives, they're torching their cars, they're threatening their wives, and all this stuff is going on. Of course, there's a few ultra-right-wing guys who burn down refugee places, but it's a spiral of provocation. See, the government is responsible for this mess, and subsequently all these different groups are getting more and more agitated. I mean, clearly, even federal agencies say what happened on December 31st was a new level of problems, a new level of escalation. Now, even if these events were spontaneous, that would still be a security nightmare. Because what is going to happen next? What if next time it's spontaneous rioting, spontaneous looting and dead people?
If okay, we're going to get more into it after the break with Alexander Benesh, the security angle. Is civil unrest coming to Europe? Stay with us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing the inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Guest Alexander Benesh of recentr.com. Now, I want to get back into the civil unrest angle of all this in a little while, But first, let's concentrate on the molestations themselves that happened in Cologne and all these other major cities, because we got the video up on Infowars.com of this Dutch journalist basically being attacked by a huge Muslim mob during protests against the Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi back in June 2013. They drag her away in a huge mob as she's screaming her head off, completely harrowing video. But this is the concept of Muslim gang rape and how it's been institutionalized into Muslim male culture. It's known as taharosh. This has been seen in numerous different North African countries. Again, it's part of this using rape as a tool. We've seen rape being used as a political tool in Syria, in other places, by ISIS jihadists. Alex, talk to us about taharosh. What is this? Where have we seen it before? Explain this to people.
Well, according to German federal agencies, the agencies are aware that this phenomenon called taharosh gamea, this phenomenon is known in certain Arab countries, and of course this is one angle. It's gatherings and people ganging up on women and trying to rape them. But this is only part of the problem. The Syrian conflict has led to a rape epidemic. I think this was kind of the title, the story from the magazine The Atlantic. But of course, in Western media, they tend to focus on systematic rape or allegations of systematic rape conducted by the Assad government. Now, if you look a little bit deeper, you find equal allegations of systematic rape done by the opposition groups. And you can find the story, and there's a lot of details in this. Kind of the tactic is to completely break the enemy, completely break the family, because if you terrorize one person in front of the others, that's going to lead to massive traumatization and lack of will to fight. It's kind of an economic cheap way of intimidation, cheap way of warfare. There have been reports about Islamic scholars producing these legal opinions. So it's Islamic scholarly legal opinions that it's supposedly okay to rape Alawite women. This is the group in Syria that's leading right now. If you look back in the history, of course, the power has always shifted from one group to the other, and then back and forth and back and forth. And this is kind of how they want to win, want to fight dirty. So, of course, media is now, I have this report on my second monitor behind me. We have the detailed report. We have reports about German federal agencies knowing that this is a known phenomenon. But they're not talking yet about systematic rape as a tool, especially in Syria. So that's not really debated right now, because that would lead to a lot more outrage and a lot more fear. So if you have kind of this fear in Germany, this is going to lead to serious provocations in all kinds of directions. I think even the international audience has read the reports. People are buying this here, law enforcement strength pepper spray. We're selling pepper spray, and people are buying this stuff every day, and everybody else is buying pepper spray, and this is something that people take very seriously. And of course, there's this idea of the idea from the right wing, you know, we're going to create civil defense groups, and that has a very important place in a society. Now, but then we enter the murky sphere of government trickery. So the government let this threat happen. They were responsible for this migration. And of course, European governments are also responsible for what happened in Syria and also Iraq. I mean, they claimed responsibility when it came to the future of Iraq and Syria. So Western governments thought, we know better. We're going to take charge. We're going to decide for these people, and now we have the consequences.
But okay, then, Alexander Benesh, stay right there. We've got a break coming up, but a long segment ahead to talk about the wider agenda behind this migrant crisis. This is the 4th Hour Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Stay We're right on the there. March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back. It's the 4th Hour Live of the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson, talking to our guest, Alexander Benesh. Of course, last night we had an incident in Calgary, Canada, where two Muslims named Muhammad burst into a nightclub and tried to shoot the place up. Luckily, they were stopped by a couple of alert bouncers. 2 days ago, over in Vancouver, Canada, Syrian refugees pepper sprayed after welcoming event at Muslim Center. Guess which story the media, the international media, is more interested in? Two guys called Mohammed trying to commit a terror attack in a nightclub, or some Syrian refugees being pepper sprayed? Of course, it's the refugees being pepper sprayed and even daring to ask whether that attack in Calgary was terrorism is completely off the table, because it's racist to even suggest that. Now we've got Swedish authorities covering up Cologne-style mass molestations for over a year and a half. We've got the Syrian ISIS supporter who was shot dead outside a Paris police station last week, trying to stab police while chanting Allah Akbar, he stayed at a German refugee camp. He may have been involved in the mass molestations themselves. And of course, feminists are loath to even mention it. We've got Germans buying pepper spray in their droves. We've got them trying to arm themselves to defend themselves against this very real security threat. Now, we were talking, Alex, just previously about the civil unrest aspect to all this. We've got neo-Nazis, extremists being emboldened by the fact that moderate voices are being strangled because they're afraid or just completely unwilling to criticize this. So that vacuum is being filled by extremists on both sides. That's going to ramp up. We're going to get more attacks on migrants, more attacks by migrants. We've got top experts in France and Germany, as well as the head of the Swiss Army recently, warning that civil unrest is coming to Europe as a result of this mass immigration crisis. Do you think that's likely, for one, or will Europeans continue to stick their heads in the sand, even though basically their culture is being thrown before the wolves?
Well, there's a certain chance that part of certain migrants, they want to destabilize Germany and Europe through systematic rape, because it's cheap, because it's systematic rape is cheap, it's easy to do. It doesn't involve complex plots. It doesn't involve complicated conspiring and that sort of thing. So that's one way to destabilize Europe. And of course, others are trying to infiltrate government, others trying to play nice or act nice. Others are trying to do classic terrorist plots. And the line of thinking is you destabilize a country, you destabilize a region. A lot of Muslims think Europeans are pretty weak and pampered. I think they underestimate Europe, and that's very dangerous. That's kind of the way of the extremist line of thinking. You destabilize a region, and then you have all this provocation going back and forth. You end up with civil war, and of course you hope your side is going to win. But you have to ask yourself this: why did the political establishment allow all this to happen? I mean, it's the plan of politicians to have a European Union superstate, to expand it to a Mediterranean Union and all of this. So wouldn't it have been smart, in order to get the superstate, wouldn't it have been smart to have a harsh justice system against these type of migrant crimes? I mean, wouldn't that have made sense for the political establishment to keep the European population happy? So people would say, yes, this migration thing seems to work. Yeah, fine, let's have the super state and, you know, lure people into this trap. So why didn't the establishment play it like this? Why didn't they make sure from the beginning, decades ago, that migrants cannot be criminal? There's going to be swift and harsh justice. Why didn't they? To use an extreme example, former communist Eastern Germany during the Cold War, they barely had any migration in the classic sense. And they had almost zero Muslim migration. And so this is an extreme example. So governments, if they want to, socialist governments, they can do this. They can create any kind of justice system they like and have the media portray this as a working system and everything's fine. So why doesn't the European Union, why hasn't the European Union done that? Why do we see a massive radicalization of migrants and the ultra-right wing and the ultra-left? Why is that? Well, this is the kind of the extreme scenario. I'm not saying that this is definitely going to happen, but this is one of the main scenarios as I see it. So you have the migrants trying to destabilize. Then the right wing goes crazy. Then the left wing goes crazy. And if I was If I was an evil government, if I was a psychopathic government, I would create this Muslim threat, create this radicalization, or help this Muslim radicalization. Then I would secretly help the right wing or the extreme right wing. I would also secretly help the extreme left. And then when civil war breaks out, I would watch as all these groups basically wipe each other out. So I, the government, would be the last player standing. Now, of course, same type of strategy would work in the United States. Of course, in the United States, a psychopathic government would also have to secretly or not so secretly push radical black groups and radical Latino groups. So, of course, this is not a complicated strategy. It gets artificially, well, they make it look complicated by obfuscating, by changing the words and obfuscating through the debate, but the core strategy in this scenario would be this. And of course, we've seen governments or here in Europe building up the extreme right wing and also helping the extreme left. You got conservatives complaining, why does the government give support to the extreme left? Why does the extreme left get money? Why can they use rooms paid for by taxpayer money and all that sort of thing? So this is one very scary scenario. It's kind of this idea of a government not wanting to fight the conservatives directly, but rather have this civil war with different factions, different extremist factions, so the government can stand down for a while. The government can you know, lean back and watch these events unfold, so the government doesn't have to fight the right wingers.
And of course, we know from, you know, 12, 13 years ago, reports came out that the neo-Nazi movement in Germany was completely infiltrated by the state, by intelligence agencies. So they had control of it at the top way back then. Of course, we've got the birth of this Pegida movement now, which is probably something separate. The police in Cologne were far quicker to respond to their demonstration, you know, with water cannons than they were to respond to the actual mass molestations. But you talked about the wider agenda behind this, of course. Merkel came out several times, and other Germans came out and said, you know, we need this cheap labor. We need this flood of immigrants to replace the German population to supplement and, you know, keep going our demographics, because basically we're dying out and we're going to have no workers. That is disproven if you look at other countries like the Czech Republic, which has had a stable population for 100 years, very little immigration, and it's the most thriving economy in Europe. So this argument that you need constant supply of mass immigration simply to keep the economy afloat eventually doesn't make any sense. Only if you, you know, set up your economy to be dependent on that in the first place, which gets to what you were talking about. And the EU itself, talking about exploiting the crisis, now the EU has come out and said, if there's a border crisis related to this migrant issue, which they determine national governments are incapable of handling, they will come in with basically an occupying EU army and take over border security of sovereign nations without their consent. So they're already exploiting the crisis that they created to increase and centralize their own power, which is what it comes down to when you were talking about playing the sides off against each other. But I wanted to ask you about something else, which was, in my video, The Rape of Europe, I feature the clips of German politicians. For example, a Green Party politician who gets up in front of the parliament there and celebrates the fact that Germans will be a minority within major German cities in 20 years. You had other politicians implying that the people who oppose this mass immigration are Nazis who are going to be demographically culled because they didn't have enough children. I mean, what is driving this searing self-hatred by the left? Is it merely the guilt complex from World War II, from Hitler, or does it go deeper than that?
The problem is this. Leftist ideology, socialism has a completely faulty concept of the nature of evil. In socialist ideology, evil comes from the family, comes from private ownership, comes from the right to run your own business. This is, to a communist, this is kind of the root of evil. This is where evil comes from. And because socialists have this faulty concept, this faulty concept of evil, that's why their methods to fix evil are horrible. So if you think the family and if you think private ownership, if you think that's the cause of all evil, then the strategy is destroy the family, destroy private ownership, and destroy basically the independent citizen. Now, in all these different extremist groups, you have the more moderates and then you have the extremists. But the extremists, they permeate through these other groups, through these moderate groups. They try to make it so that you can't distinguish anymore. So if your concept of evil is completely faulty, you can't fix evil. And so the left has this additional idea that somehow Germans are inherently evil. But of course, you know, Germans are just, you know, we're Middle Europeans. You know, Germans have spread all over the world. I think the largest ethnic group in the United States is Americans with German heritage, either partially or fully. I mean, there were huge migrant waves of Germans to the United States, you know, long before World War II and World War I. So Germans are not inherently evil, right? But somehow the left has cultivated this idea, let's just erase Germany, let's just get rid of the Germans, you know, then the world will be safer. And of course, this is not rational. This is not rational at all. We've seen these arguments after the events of December 31st. I have my notes here. So I got my notes here. You had the whole left, from politicians, prominent politicians, to the left media, even Vice magazine in Germany. They were all saying the same things. They all had the same talking points. It's like you could look at any website. They were all saying the same things. For example, it's supposed to be racist to describe the events that happened as unusual and noteworthy. So you're not even supposed to make any kind of big deal out of it. And it's also evil and bad to notice the background of the perpetrators. And the left made this argument that during every Oktoberfest, during every single Oktoberfest, there's supposedly a large number of unreported rapes. So some of these leftists even tossed around the number 200, like 200 rapes during every single Oktoberfest. And even mainstream publications, they looked that up and said, this is not true. Police statistics say during every Oktoberfest, you have between 1 and 6 rapes and not 200. And so, of course, it's not just migrants from Syria that rape women or attempt to sexually assault women. That's nobody even claimed that. You know, the left is countering arguments that nobody made in the first place. They create the strawman, and then they beat up the strawman and say, look how cool we are, look how true we are. And then they had this whole set of talking points about the rapes and what that means. So essentially it comes down to, what is your concept of evil? You know, where does it come from and how does it spread? And of course, if your ideas about that are completely faulty and for example, you derive your ideas from socialist books, then of course there's going to be problems. You know, you can't fix evil if you don't understand it. You can't cure something which you don't understand.
Amazing analysis there, Alexander Benesh. We've run out of time, unfortunately. We're going to have to leave it there. Your website is recentr.com. That's where people can go to find some of your excellent reports, and we'll be sure to have you back on the show shortly. Alex, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Alex. There goes Alexander Benesh, recentr.com, for more of his amazing reports. Final few minutes here, the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour overdrive. Again, I mentioned this story. Look at this story out of the Daily Mail. Syrian ISIS supporter shot dead outside Paris police station. And this is the guy who was chanting Allah Akbar while he was trying to stab police. Had been arrested for sexually assaulting women in Cologne and may have taken part in New Year's Eve attacks. A Syrian man shot dead by French police last week may have taken part in the sexual assaults in Cologne on New Year's Eve. ISIS supporter Walid Zalihi, believed to be in his late teens or early 20s, was arrested in 2014 in Cologne for sexually abusing women in a nightclub. Now we're getting more reports about migrants trying to storm into nightclubs 500 at a time on New Year's Eve to carry out these, again, molestations in large numbers. We're going to get into it more in the final segment. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
And we're back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show 4th Hour Overdrive. Basically, Twitter has responded to the clone sex attacks by accelerating its purge of criticism or humor directed towards the religion, not the race, the religion of Islam. And it's basically now sending a message to conservatives and real classical liberals who dare to criticize the belief system of Islam as completely intolerant, as we saw with the migrant attacks on New Year's Eve. They're sending the message self-censor or risk being banned. It's that simple. I'm seeing content censored. I'm seeing people being banned, unverified. People on Facebook having their accounts suspended simply for saying that German women should have the right, how dare they, the right to defend themselves against rapists. Account suspended for 30 days. Why does that matter? People say, oh, just get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter. You know, go and use this other social network which has like 50 people on it. Great. As Drudge warned, these are the internet ghettos. This is where all the content is heading. So we need to be present on that battlefield while retaining our own platforms. But again, first it's Twitter, then it's Facebook. Then, as we saw with top feminists going in front of the UN, it's ISPs cutting off internet access altogether for people who make, for example, well, in their case, it was saying you suck to a feminist. That was the required offensive term for getting your internet access cut off. So this really goes right up to the top. And now we're beginning to see it with Facebook and Twitter. It's a direct threat to free speech on the internet, and we really need to rally behind it. People say, well, Twitter's a private company. It can host what it wants. Well, yeah, but it's completely hypocritical because the only people being banned are conservatives and critics of Islam and critics of feminists. And in many cases, that's as a result of mass mobs of feminists and Islamists reporting them, not for hate speech, not for violent comments, but for merely disagreeing with their political viewpoint. So that's why it's important. We got this headline out of The Independent. Austrian police chief warns women not to leave home alone in wake of Cologne sex attacks. Vienna's chief of police has warned women against venturing into the streets alone in the wake of highly publicized sexual assaults in Germany and Austria. So again, it's about blaming the victims. We have to adapt our culture. The migrants don't have to adapt theirs. Maybe we should just put everyone in a full burqa and have done with it. Oh, but they actually sexually molest people in burqas in countries like Egypt, Afghanistan and Syria as well. So even that wouldn't work. We've got this article out of Breitbart. Muslim men shoot up nightclub. Government and media refuse to use the M-word. So basically, two Muslims named Mohammed went and shot up a nightclub in Calgary last night, and the entirety of the Canadian media didn't even mention the word Muslim, didn't even speculate whether it's a terror attack. So for the past 2 weeks, you've had leftists whining about, oh, the media doesn't call it terrorism when white Al-Qaeda takes over an empty building in the middle of nowhere. They only blame terrorism on Muslims. Well, in this case, they didn't even mention the M-word. Yeah, international media has been all over this story. Syrian refugees pepper sprayed after welcoming event at Vancouver Muslim Center. So again, you see the bias. Attacks on migrants, although lamentable, they get reported. Two guys called Mohammed go to a nightclub in Calgary, try to shoot the place up. And it's, you know, well, this might be gang-related. Let's not talk about Islamic terrorism, even though we've had numerous similar instances in recent weeks, Paris last week being one of them. But that's going to wrap it up for the 4th hour of the Alex Jones Show. I've been your host, Paul Joseph Watson. Alex Jones will be back 11 to 2 tomorrow, and we've got InfoWars nightly news coming up tonight. Thanks for joining us. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.